Morning Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Hey, Doc.
Ni hao.
Aho.
Yeah, we're not. Okay. We're not doing a Chinese instrument today.
Okay.
We're doing the steel pan.
Firstly, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Let's exchange pleasantries,
yes,
shall we?
Yes, yes. Be pleasant.
Good morning.
So the steel pan?
The steel pan.
Not the steel drum, because it's not a drum.
It's a pan.
It's a idiophone rather than a membranophone. Membranophones have membranes. Yeah. And idiophones play themselves. You know, the whole thing is the sound. Anyway, well, you know, that'll come up.
Didgeridoo's an idiophone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's a aerophone.
What?
Aerophone. Because we have air. Air.
Oh, cool. Okay, I see. So what instrument plays itself? Oh, sorry, you can do this.
Well, the steel pan.
That was just me getting it wrong. Yep.
The steel pan, you know, a wood block.
Oh, okay. A clave.
Yes, yes.
One of my favorite ones I remember from primary school, the clave. They always had plenty of claves.
And apparently there is a New Zealand Academy of Steel Pan, and they call it...
It's an academy.
But I liked this. It's called The Sound of Sunshine.
Oh,
isn't that nice for today? We get some sound of sunshine.
That would lead you to think that the steel pan has the sound of sunshine.
Yeah, it's all been collated.
That the people who play steel pan consider it the sound of sunshine.
Yeah, that's right.
That is a very, very bold claim.
When you hear it, you feel sunshine. Now, the reason you feel sunshine, it's because it's associated with where it's from, which is Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean.
Okay, but it better feel sunshine when we listen to it.
Well,
because that's a big call.
Okay.
I love the sunshine. I love it.
Well, I have a feeling some of the people we're listening
stoned
to today are not using it referentially, meaning that they're not trying to get you to hear Caribbean.
I guess I'm just thinking about the people that are at the academy.
Oh, yes.
And then in New Zealand here. They've obviously all got a fairly similar mindset when it comes to the pan, the steel pan.
Yes. It makes them think of Trinidad and the Caribbean.
It makes them form an academy.
Yep.
Not a guild.
Not a murder.
No, not a murder. Not a gaggle.
No, that's right.
An academy of steel pan players.
Yep.
How many in the academy do you think?
They're a band. They also offer classes.
Like a yacht club
classes
or something like that? Is there a Commodore?
They offer classes. And I liked this one. You can go for your business team building. That would be great to go with my department, and then I would kick butt because I'm the musician. Everyone else would be trying to do it.
That's the spirit.
No, obviously it's something that you can pick
up. Tertiary education, that's the spirit.
That you can pick up, right? Yep. You know, like you don't need 10 years like a piano or
Some people might find it's their gift. They're born to play the steel pan.
But you can go for a weekend or a couple of weeks and they're called panists.
Panists.
And, yeah.
Right.
They're a panacea for us all.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's listen to a song worse.
Okay. Which one?
So we're going to play The Knife. So this is sort of electronic music, but, you know, adding this flavor. Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah, they're funky.
Okay.
They're free thinkers. Not too dissimilar to the steel drum.
It is the steel pan. It's the same thing.
Oh, really? Okay, I thought you said they were different.
I said you can't call it a drum.
Oh.
Apparently. I grew up calling it a steel drum.
Oh, look,
the community spoken out.
You know, take me to Trinidad and Tobago. Play the steel drum. Come on, let's go. A pan.
Yeah.
Of course, the knife are from Sweden, is that right?
Yep. They probably need a bit of sunshine.
I wonder if there's an Academy of Steel Pan up in Sweden. There probably is, actually. Because they have the sun, there's a lot of Sweden, of course, the sun's out for a lot of the year, like longer days, you know, because it's up north, Lapland and the like. So when the sun shines out, they probably get out the old steel pans. Oh, that's lovely there, isn't it? I'm trying to think how to describe that. It goes, you know, sort of...
Yeah, there's...
It's fluid. It's got a fluid sound.
It's harmonic, yeah. It doesn't sort of always hit exactly on the tone, does it? It's got sort of other things going on.
Which I guess is because they used to be made out of just steel pans.
They are still. Well, they're not. Okay. They used to be made out of, this is terrible, 55-gallon chemical
drums. Of course they did.
Yeah. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, sustainable.
But now they make them out of steel, so they still are kind of made of the exact same material. But yeah, they're not taking.
But I bet they're really, expensive now. I bet they're really to get one that's like, you know, performance, you know, big band performance quality. I bet you pay good money for a. I bet you don't just pay for a secondhand drum.
Yeah,
a secondhand
and they need to be tuned, and you need to maintain.
How do you tune it?
Well, you know, with sort of hammering, getting your tune back.
So is that how you do it? You hammer it into shape?
Yeah, well, the dudes do.
Yeah, the dudes, the panists.
So it's sitting in front of you with a strap or on a stand.
It's about the same size as a snare drum,
pizza,
isn't it?
Yeah, a big pizza.
Yeah, I'll say snare drum since we're talking about music.
Yeah, I'm using the official musicological way. This is how we do it. And so you have it sort of in front of you, and it's curved under like a bowl. And all the different notes have a sort of a little, they're a different flat bit on the bowl.
Yeah, sort of like inward petals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have two mallets. But the good guys have two mallets in each hand.
Hey.
Yeah, and they're playing four.
Just an update, I can confirm that there is a Swedish pan page forum for the steel pan, which is maintained by the Stockholm Steel Band.
Good on you, Sweden, eh?
We were worried.
Good on you.
And it got fulfilled.
Righto. So that's the knife playing the steel pan in Sweden. Who else have you got here?
Okay, we've got Muramasa.
Oh, good old Muramasa.
Yeah, so British DJ. It doesn't start till 46, so wait for it. But it's got a good beat. I like the song anyway.
Please, man. Pretty please with a cherry on top.
Some mumbling at the beginning.
Anticipation.
Weather cold, the weather so.
Piano, there's a piano.
Really penguin feather road, cause I'm sipping pro. Yeah, that meth is pro. Promethazine, yeah, stepping stone. Oh, they acting up, get your weapons wrong. They only killing time, another second gone. I heard
you
man
the melody
at
line where it
now you
melatonin,
huh? But you acting young, and you hella grown.
There it is.
Sounds cool in there. They've really given it some space too, haven't they? They really let it showcase itself. It's really featuring, isn't it?
So it's a great layering. You know, I don't know if you always want Sunshine or if you always want Trinidad and Tobago, but you definitely, it's got a nice over the top.
I'm gonna give it that. That's the sound when you get dappled by the sun, which happens to me all the time.
Well, this'll bring it down a bit. It's the only instrument made of industrial waste.
Oh, so which is a shame, really, isn't it?
So it's also the sound of industrial waste.
And pretty beautiful sound.
And slavery and poverty.
Oh, Jesus.
Or creating beauty out of slavery and poverty. Yeah. You know, like sort of.
Just goes to show you don't need a great big French horn or
a piano.
Or a harpsichord or a harp or an alpine horn.
Yeah, so it's literally slaves that were forbidden to play their music and started banging on pots and pans.
And realized that what they're banging on sounded kind of pretty.
Yeah.
And bright.
And so this didn't really
start. They must sound terrible, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't really start until like 1930s, 1940s, so it's quite newish.
When they're out of tune, they sound really bad.
Also, it's got that slight out of tune anyway.
You want
the balance between.
See, that's what I mean. The proper performance one. If you're in a touring band and you wanted to buy one, like these guys, if they wanted to play it live or whatever like that, then surely it costs heaps. To get that slightly off and slightly in and slightly.
Yeah,
we have a texter texting through now saying that they went to a wedding with two guys playing steel pan, expensive, on arrival, and it was beautiful summer afternoon.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, they'd be nice live, right? Because you don't need the microphone. They have such a great carrying themselves.
Yeah, what a cool.
And they're good solo or a whole band. You know, imagine, because they get bands of like 50 of them.
Oh my God.
And there's tenors and basses and the double one. Some people play like two.
Like a big one. Big one.
Maybe
a shipping container or something.
Well, and it's bigger and it plays the bass line, you know, and then the tenors play the top lines.
Cool.
And Yeah, what a, you know, they're really...
Is it the sort of thing that, I mean, you say if you're a drummer, a conventional drummer, you know, is it the sort of thing that you're going to be able to play easily? Because it's got melody in there, right?
Well, that's right. It depends on which kind of drummer are you. Are you a drummer that is grounded, that you know what a C and a G and a...
Like how you do, I mean, how would you feel when you have to stand up to a metallophone or a xylophone?
Yeah.
If you're aware,
you can read music...
A circular one.
It's circular, and here's weird for the music people in the audience. There's a C, and next to it is the G, and next to it is the D, and next to it is the A. It goes up the circle of fifths all around the outside. Those of you who learned your piano,
that just makes me confused, though. I know what you mean.
But so it goes up five notes right next to each other, so you get your circle of fifths all around. So it's like totally different visual spacing than a piano, you know, where everything's in order. So you've got the fifths, and maybe that's also why you get those thirds and fourths and fifths. You know, they're playing.
We're going to come back and listen to another track featuring the steel pan after these news headlines.
BFM News Headlines.
Adamaria, good morning. Coming up in the news at 9 o'clock. Cheaper registration, pay rises and new medicines come into force tomorrow. Employers are unhappy with Labour's new workplace policy. Shane Jones to announce he'll stand for New Zealand First. And Sony is set to start making records again 30 years after abandoning vinyl. These stories plus weather and surf coming up at 9.
Thank you very much indeed. Righto, so let's go to another steel pan super hit, super cool. Doctor?
Yeah?
Yeah, oh, sorry.
My Friday mistake. We're playing what I'm told is one of your favourite bands.
It is my favourite. It's my favourite band and also the greatest rock band in the world.
So oh, is existed. It?
Yep, that's true.
And now the greatest sound of sunshine with the greatest rock band.
Thank you very much. Oh. There they are. They do this great. He plays great steel drum, steel,
does he?
Steel pan
so
live.
He plays it himself,
yeah,
so
yeah. Brings it out the front of the stage.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Do you get in someone to play it, or do you learn to play it yourself? So it's something obviously you can pick up.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's the drummer of Jane's Addiction that plays it live. You know, so.
And I think
but
he's also one
of the greatest drummers that's ever lived on the planet.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I think I've seen a picture. He's playing one of the double ones. So there's two.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So this is legit. You know, like it's not a sin. You know, they didn't have to hire someone. They really played it as a band. Like, if we're going to have it in this song, we're going to have
What must have happened, though, if I can put myself in the situation, because they played a lot of live shows before they recorded stuff. He's obviously acquired one from somewhere and gone, we've got to put this in a song, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, instrumentalists, you know, we've seen this with a lot of instruments.
Yep.
You start collecting, you start picking up and playing and saying, you know, if I'm a guitarist, can I play a mandolin? Or, you know, if I'm a drummer, can I try to play this? And if you get good enough, then you can bring it into your work. But yeah, they must have to bring it if you want to play this song at
like
the gig.
Bring a kid to work day, bring your instrument to work day. Yeah, bring whatever it is you're tinkering with at home into work. Yeah.
But it's about expanding, you know, your musical palette.
And it definitely changes the whole vibe of the song, doesn't it?
Yeah. But so we've seen it fitting with different genre, right? We've had, you know, so your rock,
this is amazing.
Electronic.
Again with the music, amazing.
Yeah. And hip-hop, you know, like it fits with all of them.
It's the sort of thing, though, like I know with, like, Jane's Addiction probably couldn't play another steel drum song, you know, feature another song that features a steel drum like this, because it is such a distinctive sound.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it's like bagpipes, I guess. You can't, you know, if you're going to drop bagpipes on a track, you don't want to be every third track with the bagpipes.
Yeah, so they have to drag it on tour for this track, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and keep them in tune.
Yeah.
This has made the text machine just pop off something chronic.
Because it's
somebody,
the best rock band in the world, that's why.
Somebody's texted in saying, I think the Cantina band from Star Wars plays the steel pan as
well. Are you joking? I had a Cantina Band from Star Wars CD of that Cantina Band song that I almost bought in today. Damn it!
Somebody else said you can definitely buy them in New Zealand from KBB Music.
Yeah, we should get a price on that. I'd be interested to know. Yeah.
You watch Sarah do that. She'll do it for you in a flash.
Oh, yeah, she will. She's She's quick on
very,
that.
Very slow.
Maybe
today.
They'll offer a discount today if you mention that you heard it. Yeah.
The steel pan. Academy still. That's what got me. The Academy of Steel Pan. You know.
And
steel pan drum package.
All right.
Yeah. How much for the package?
Appliance store. $350.
That's not.
And what do you get in the package?
You get some mallets, you get a tuned...
Mallets, see, not sticks, mallets.
Tuned pan, and you get a stand.
Yeah, that's all you need, isn't it?
But, you know, to be legit, I reckon you go to Trinidad and get a real teacher for a little while, right? You know, like you get the...
Just New Zealander going to Trinidad and saying, I want to learn the steel pan.
I want to know about your culture.
Mate,
I want to absorb your culture.
Mate, teach us about the steel pan, mate.
No, but that's legit, you know?
Yeah.
That's the legit way.
That is legit.
The kit also includes a beginner's songbook with play-along CD containing multiple tracks for each song.
Play-along CD.
Right, next week.
That's pretty cool, though, the old steel pan.
So buy one for your kid instead of, you know, drum kit.
Instead of a recorder.
Hey, wow, that would be kind of less annoying than buying your kid a drum kit.
It's a very pretty sound, isn't it? It's very sort of bird-like and haunting.
And you don't mind if it's a tiny bit atonal or out of tone.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Atonal or out of tone?
Time.
Oh, out of time? No, this is the thing. It's just, it's got its own, it's a personality instrument, isn't it?
Oh, the copy on this page is amazing. The stand includes a fun feet stand base that matches the colour of your pan.
Oh, good.
Creating a spirited look loved by kids and the young at heart.
Spirited look to your stand. That is good. That's good.
That's what I'm after. An instrument for my kid is a spirited look.
Yeah.
What the hell is a spirited look?
I shouldn't diss this. It's an amazing website and it's very full
of
info.
I kind of want one now.
Why don't you go treat yourself to one?
Treat yourself.
Yeah, well, we can't pay for it. What's the last instrument you bought?
Oh, gosh. You know, some sort of keyboard.
MIDI. Is MIDI keyboard some sort of thing?
The Yamaha
sample,
DJX.
Sample triggering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since something
I bought a drum kit for my kids, bass for my kids, flute for my kids. They're expensive.
Yep. No pressure for your kids to learn music.
The flutes are $5,000. Anyway.
What?
So play the steel pan.
Woodwind instruments are bankrupt too.
You know, take out a home loan for a tuba.
I know.
Wouldn't you?
And then does the kid touch it? Do they?
Oh, I always remember there's a guy used to work here, Paul. You know Paul? He used to play the tuba on the North Shore. I've told the story before, but I think it's important people know it. because it's such an expensive instrument, you sort of take turns, and there's only so few people in the area like play it. You basically have it for like 2 or 3 days a week, and then you just shunt it off to the next person. But when you play it, you have to warm it up because it's a brass instrument, and you have to warm it up. Tubby the tuba, that's a good story. But what happens is the pipes will warm up and all the spit that's accumulated in there from the last person comes rolling down.
Yucky.
Straight down for a... into your mouth.
Oh, no, come on.
Yeah.
Because the trumpet has a valve that you open and the spit goes on the floor in the orchestra room.
But the tube's massive. You know, you've got the spit's traveling along. It's been there for a long time. It's traveling a long way.
That's a good sound, though, too. We should do that.
That's what creates a Carnival in Rio DJ, that kind of life experience.
But, you know, he's honest about it. You know, he brought that to the table, told us all about it. And it's made me think about this whole funny round-robin instrument rental thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't have that problem with a steel pan, though.
That's
right. Could you look at the price of a tuba for me, please?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Sarah. It's because some listener will be going, I've got some money to burn. I'm keen to buy myself some brass.
Now, you know, the reason I came across that Muramasa song...
Straight away you go for trombone, though, wouldn't you? What?
The reason I came across that Muramasa song, though, is because you guys suggested air horn. And that was on that song. And that's how I came across that first. Awesome. And then I went, oh my God,
it's on quite a few songs.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know if there's songs you play on BFM, so I don't know if we can do it.
It doesn't matter if they go,
it's got a great history.
It means it's important. That's any song that goes, bah, 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 it's important.
No wonder these were used round robin. A concert grade tuba will set you
back.
That's
the one I need.
Just under $13,000.
Yes.
A lower grade.
street tuba.
Your street tuba will cost you $6,500.
Quite a difference though, isn't it? It's like a luxury car.
And a three-quarter size tuba is just under $5,000.
So like a stumpy little tuba.
And then there's just the ones that wrap around you.
What's that thing called? Is that a sousaphone?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called, a sousaphone?
Yeah.
Is it a sousaphone?
Could be, maybe.
I don't know where that came from in my memory then. So is it sousaphone?
Oh, mate.
Those are awesome, eh? Oh, I gained a bit of weight. It doesn't fit anymore.
Caught, you get stuck in it. Have a big meal and get stuck in it. Been there. Thank you.
All right.
How much is that? Sousaphone, is that right?
Okay, so the internet's gone bang.
Oh, the old... Oh, hey, I want to talk about that. Like, what's
a
sousaphone?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
It was a sousaphone.
Okay, we're degenerating.
What I want to say is I want to talk about the internet going down later on in the show.
Uh-oh.
It's just not as fast as a brain, that's all.
I've got a new theory. I've got a new theory about the internet. I think everyone's browsing history should be public to everyone.
Contentious.
Why?
Yeah, I know. Why not?
But isn't that the way kind of militant governments talk about things? If you've got nothing to hide.
Well, yeah, not so much for that. Just because it's doing bad things, the internet.
Oh, I see. You mean so for everyone or for the cops? I mean, let's face it. It is open if you want to look, apparently. Right? If you are a hacker you're the government.
Hacker, come up with a decent ransomware name, by the way. Those ones are terrible.
Next week, Travelling Tunes featuring ransomware.
What's it? Do you want to tell us what next week says? Come on.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Surprise.
I haven't decided.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.